Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Al Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Lisa Schlosser, Chief Information Officer at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Al. Thanks for having me.
And joining us in our conversation, also from IBM, is Pete Boyer, Director of Federal Civilian Programs. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Al.
Lisa, let's start at the beginning. Can you tell us about the mission and the history of the Department of Housing and Urban Development? And could you mention some of HUD's major programs?
Sure. HUD's been around really since the 1930s. Our mission during that time frame has been pretty consistent, really to open doors to homeownership to all Americans, to help to ensure affordable housing, and to help to build communities at both the state and local level. We're really proud to say today over 70% of Americans do own their own homes. A couple of the programs that HUD does focus on, we're very excited this year we are focusing on our Federal Housing Administration modernizing some of our programs to help support that the mission of HUD, and that's to increase home ownership. We're modernizing the program to ensure that all Americans have access to a safe mortgage product at a fair price. We're building some flexibility into our mortgage insurance program, flexibility in terms of mortgage terms and loan terms, which we hope to use to increase home ownership across the U.S. Also, some of our other programs are public and Indian housing area. We're providing housing authorities with more flexibility to help to service lower and middle income personnel, help them get affordable housing. In our community and planning development group, we're helping to rebuild the Gulf Coast by providing grants and loans and other support in that area.
Great. I do want to talk a little bit later on about your work down in the Gulf area. But can you tell us a little bit about the mission and scope of your office specifically within HUD? Give us a sense of the size of the budget you have and how many employees are in your organization.
Okay. The Chief Information Officer, we have about $300 million budget, which we spend on using technology to help support the mission and the goals, the business goals of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. We have approximately 300 folks who are providing this support, everything from developing policy, investment processes, developing an enterprise architecture, and supporting our businesses and developing the systems that help them provide support and also to accomplish their missions in supporting home ownership and some of the other goals I mentioned.
Now, Lisa, can you describe your role as a Chief Information Officer and what are your official responsibilities?
My role as HUD's Chief Information Officer, obviously, is to ensure that HUD capitalizes on the use of modernized technology to support our three main goals and missions within HUD. That's to increase home ownership, ensure that everyone has access to affordable housing, and also to build communities and provide support to community development. So, our primary functions there are we develop the policies and develop the and implement the investment processes to make sure that we're spending our money wisely and spending money on technology. It's really going to help us further our business goals across the department. The other major goal and major role that we have within the Chief Information Office is to ensure the security and the privacy of the information that we hold and collect.
Lisa, we understand that you came to this role after serving as Associate Chief Information Officer at the Department of Transportation for both security and investment management. How do these experiences impact your current role?
By serving in Department of Transportation before coming to HUD, I was really able to see and get a cross-agency perspective and really see how many commonalities, even though we really have different missions within the federal government architecture, we really have a lot of commonalities among the agencies. So by serving in that role and then serving in the role at HUD, I was able to see how we could capitalize and work together and collaborate on different opportunities, both at the business level and especially at the system level by collaborating together on common systems as opposed to having to go out and build individual systems. We were able to work together with other agencies and see where there are commonalities.
Lisa, we also understand that you spent a portion of your career working in the technology field in the private sector. How has this affected your perspective at HUD?
Well, I think by working in the private sector, it always gives you an advantage as a chief information officer within the federal government. You're able to see both perspectives. You're able to work and negotiate better with the private sector, kind of understand where both parties are coming from, and I think you're able to negotiate better successes for both the private sector and the government side on the various partnerships we work in. It really comes down to a good partnership between your industry partners and the government is what equates to success on some of our big computer system development projects.
Lisa, prior to the show, you had mentioned that you were in the military at one point in time and in fact, are still in the U.S. Army Reserves. How is this experiencing adding to your capabilities at HUD?
Well, again, it's by seeing how different agencies operate, you can kind of take the best of the best, take the best practices, the best solutions from the various agencies you've been to and bring those experiences. So, for example, the Department of the Army has an incredible portal, Army Knowledge Online, and we've been able to capitalize on that model based on my experiences there to help lead us towards a better solution at HUD. So we're able to capitalize on that as opposed to having to reinvent the wheel and using that type of technology.
Great. What steps is HUD taking on the President's management agenda? We will ask Chief Information Officer Lisa Schlosser to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.